Who better to discuss the intersection of innovation and investing than Kathy Wood? She is, of course, the founder, CEO, and CIO at ARK Invest and joins us now for an exclusive chat. Kathy, welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Thanks for taking some time ahead of the long weekend here. I wish you could see my notes because I have pages of them. But before we get into some of your recent picks and things you've been buying, talk to us about a little bit about the labor report today. Came in below estimates. You know, is this the type of report where you have to take a step back as an investor and rethink any of the strategies you've been putting on?
Well, we believe there are three reasons that the employment report was weaker than expected. One of them is the Delta variant of the coronavirus. We saw leisure and hospitality flat. The employment gains there weren't any. That's a big change. We also know supply chain problems are at work here. Certainly, we're hearing a lot about that from the auto sector, many sectors. And we saw in manufacturing the total hours worked were down 0.5%. So that suggests some possible supply chain problems, and here's where I think some people might be missing the mark. We think there is an inventory buildup out there, but the inventories, let's just take autos, for example, are not on dealer lots. I get a lot of people pushing back against the notion that there's an underlying weakness developing in the auto sector. And one of the main reasons we believe it's happening is because the inventory is in our driveways or garages. We spent the last year trying to avoid mass transit. So used cars went crazy to the upside, and as did new car sales, much stronger than expected. Now I think, however, there's another reason, and that is the consumer is thinking about his or her next purchase. Is it going to be gas powered or electric? And we believe that electric vehicle sales will be up more than 50% this year, perhaps much more than 50%. And that's a global number, while traditional auto sales are basically flat. It seems like they're going to be up very slightly, if at all, on an average annual basis.